10 past 7. Ed Cavalli is in the studio. Good to have Ed in.
Oh, great to be here.
Dear old is friend it? Of ours, is Ed. It? Whoa,
hang
what's
on a second.
Here?
Well, it's good to have Ed in. And I don't
have you
know
been paying
Ed
attention?
Really well.
A number of great shows you'll know
yes,
him from.
Yes, and thank very you, funny. Always tries to win. It's not part of the game, bro. But
because you never tried to win.
Yeah, well, I always win.
Just, maybe the Lions just, might have decided
I won
to
a few games off my own boot. But anyway, took them for about 3.5 mil. But anyway, that's another question to another day. Now, when you come into the studio, you've come bearing gifts.
I did.
And there was a gift for one person only, and that's Boxy.
Yes.
You didn't bring Byron or myself anything.
What is it?
You don't know. Well, it is. What it is my beautiful wife, Tiffany Hall. She's got her own range for Fila, and there's a particular outfit for winter that I thought
this is
Boxy
fabulous.
Might like, so I gave it to Boxy.
Do you know what? Do you know what's so good about this? You need to tell Tiff this. Today, I'm having my first personal training session in like about 2 years.
And she's been
and
preparing all
me.
Week because she's wore her kit in every day and hasn't been.
Today I'm going.
So today's the day.
Now well, she's giving me this great feel again.
Well, then that's perfect.
And look how beautiful she is in them. So I'll try and look like that.
There's a swing tag over on there.
Feeler is great, Ed, and I'm Nike. But anyway, thanks.
That's why I didn't bring you one, Fev, because I knew that you had such monstrous sponsorship.
Byron's got nothing.
Byron, I've got a flat cap and a flannel shirt in the car for you.
Thank you.
There is also the fact that it is females athletics wear. Yeah. I mean, there is that.
I've got four girls at home.
Of course, but Ed wasn't necessarily to know.
Anyway, that's okay. Good start.
Horrible start.
Well, and the shame about this is, Fev, because Byron and I have known Ed for a long time. We've been mates for a long time. We worked at another radio station, I'm going to say 10 years ago.
It was 10 years ago. You were one of the first people I met in radio.
Is that right?
And I can tell you, Fev, radio has not changed.
Quite literally.
I think
all the
Alpha Bucks had a different name back then. I think it was a grand in the hand or something. What's some secret sound on? I'm good at that. I'm good at doing that.
Ed Cavalier's here. It's 101.9 The Fox. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Ed Cavalier sitting in for Thorno this morning.
Yes, Ed, you obviously know him from the hugely successful Have You Been Paying Attention?
It's Boxy.
And
you come on?
I do. I have come on. I've been in New York once, maybe.
Well, the first time that I remember seeing you on TV was in Thank God You're Here when we did that.
That's right. And we worked on that together.
Yes, we did. You did the pilot, I believe.
I did do the pilot.
Yes.
That was in a little town hall.
It was in a little town hall right here, actually.
And surprisingly, I got invited back for the first episode.
That was amazing.
I think everyone was surprised.
There's a great show coming on Channel 10 soon called Cramp. Anyway, I'm on that.
It's called Cramp.
Cramp.
Yeah. Mm. Cramp sounds amazing.
Cramp.
People just coming on. What
I'm
is
on it?
It.
Yeah. And I nail it.
When you but promo it, try and try
Ed, one
name.
Thing I do you know about you, you I know your cramp. Pop culture.
Yes.
And you'd obviously be very across The Bachelor at the moment.
Of course. Are we all, hands up, we're all watching The Bachelor, I'm
do
assuming.
Know,
hands
no,
up.
Yeah,
my kids watch, no, my kids watch it, so I'm sort of half eye on it.
Well, I listened half eye.
Like, cringing.
I think that's in Cramp, that show. So there is. So I've got a couple of improvements because I was listening to you guys a couple of weeks ago, and Fev and Fife, you guys were talking about how The Bachelor, Matty J, he's perhaps not as aspirational as a bachelor should be.
Well, he's always he's the reject from the previous series. He's the one Sam Frost didn't want.
Correct. And he changed his
name. Oh, no, Georgia
name.
Love
now,
didn't want him.
Georgia
actually.
Love.
Neither.
It's now Matty. He's dropped the J.
Yeah, he's
the J makes you half cool, bro.
Really?
Sort of. Better than Matty.
Well, definitely better than Matty.
Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of Matties out there.
Well,
there
if you walk into a room and go, name's Matty, they go, oh, yeah. Matty J.
Oh.
They go, ooh, hang on a second. Where's the J from?
Jeez, are you a rapper?
Yeah.
I've got some improvements. Tell me what you think of these, because I think that there is issues around it, and if we're going to keep going on Channel 10, the wonderful network, if that keeps going. Yeah. But
they've got no money, man.
Have you got an air date for Cramp? Because we might have to bring it forward.
All right, I've been paid.
I've been paid. It's all good.
Have you been paying attention, mate?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Well done.
So, what about the first one being that we have ex-girlfriend anonymous confessions? The ex-girlfriends of Matty J should come onto the show, sit in a little booth, and the girls can go in there and ask them whatever they want.
Oh,
and that's
I love
televised.
That. That's actually brilliant.
There's no dirt on it.
Well, we did something similar. We had Georgia Love in here, and we got all her ex-boyfriends on.
Did you?
Do you know what? We didn't actually get her in. We did it all behind her back.
We spoke to her sister. I was her sister.
Yeah, we never spoke to Georgia. We just got her ex-boyfriend in the studio and got him to dish the dirt.
And it was great.
That's what you call him, radio derailing, my little thing that
it's
I was
okay.
trying to talk
you
about.
You derailed beautifully, though.
But anyways,
I thought it was
she used to work at Dracula's, Georgia Love.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Her ex-boyfriend.
Tried to date everyone there.
Okay. tried to date everyone. Got her eye on that werewolf. Gee, he is. He's amazing. The other one is, of course, I think that why not have a date cost board? Now, what I mean by this is he always pretends that he organises the dates, Fief.
Yeah.
He clearly doesn't.
Yeah, of course he doesn't.
Last night he took one of the girls in an expensive car wakeboarding. Now, Fief, has a man ever taken you in a nice car to some wakeboarding?
What is wakeboarding?
It's when you're behind a boat and you get up. It's like a surfboard. Ski. Yeah, but it's like water a surfboard. And yeah. It's like a snowboard.
It's like a snowboard.
In
exactly.
the water.
No, nobody's
water.
Even taken me in a good car anymore. So I was impressed with that.
I love that, Ed, because I was actually thinking on the when they went skydiving and stuff for a first date, why not just go out for a nice meal and to the movies?
I hear
you. And see how you go in that, but see how you go in that little scenario.
Exactly.
Because we can relate.
Yes, we can.
I'd enjoy that, though, watching.
Would you?
I'd be like, they're not getting along. It's not that exciting,
it's
is it?
It's not sharing his popcorn.
It's just a movie.
So let's say there was a board, right? And all of the money values of the dates were on this board. Mm. And Maddie J was actually picking. So let's say skydiving, like you said, Fev, you know, 10 grand, something like that. Or just the movies and the popcorn date. Okay, $50. And the girls can see, well, hang on a sec. They get to see the board and how and who Maddie J chose to go on each one.
Oh, I like
so
that.
Then they can one of them can walk in and go, he only gave me the bloody popcorn while old Skankface got the skydiving.
That's good. They need that.
There's one.
This is good drama you're building into the show.
And our final one is, what about a second bachelor? A secret bachelor.
I like it.
What I'm thinking is that it's someone in the crew that's always just hanging around and Fev is really nice to the girls. Can I get you a cup of water? Would you like me to update your Instagram?
And see how they treat him.
But also then they reveal halfway through the season that he's actually very, very rich and very, very eligible.
He was pretending the whole time.
And then real bachelor gets the flick and it's actually him because he'll choose the nicest person.
Well, there you go.
Oh, I love that. Faux bachelor.
Yeah.
So this is actually a show, Ed. We have a faux bachelor. It's all pretend, and the real bachelor is the crew.
From the makers of Cramp come faux bachelor.
Can we dump that whole segment? Is it too late?
Oh,
we need to go to a television company.
Put that out. I can't reverse 5 minutes. Only 7 seconds.
Geez, you've come in swinging.
I've come in swinging.
Knocked it out of the park.
7:20.
Thank you, Fev.
101.9 The Fox. Ed Cavalier's here this morning.
Fifi, Dave, Fev, and Byron.
Ed Cavalier sitting in for Dave this morning. 7:30. Good branding, Fev. Thank you.
You know, there's some jobs in the world you don't want. Like, you think, okay, there's good money there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get my face on the telly, but I really think that job is cursed. Yep. And that one would be the White House Communications Director role.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Ed, we were talking about this for a few weeks because I loved the mooch.
How good was he?
Scaramucci.
Yeah.
Old Mooch wasn't even supposed to start till November. And he's already been given the arse.
Well, he didn't know.
He got 10 days. He got 10 days of action, the Mooch. Do you reckon they took the little box that he stood on behind the lectern away with him when he did it as well? Is that the only thing that he had?
You know why, Ed, I was so disappointed. I've had this little sound effect to fire off, but then he got fired. Scaramouche, will
you do the fandango? Proud of that.
It's been useless to us.
Yes.
Well, see, now Sean Spicer doesn't look as bad now. I mean, there was that Mike Dupke. What was his name? There was the other guy in between.
So I've even forgotten him.
Oh, yeah, there was a guy. Mike was in there for a little bit in March. He hung around for a month.
Was he really?
And now, so the spot's been empty, vacated, and they're obviously scrambling. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the guy at the top, he's decided, guys, I'll sort this. Fix it. I've got somebody.
Has he gone for a veteran, someone with, like, you know, because the problem that these guys have had is that they don't have as much experience as that they need. So you'd probably now go for someone, I don't know, like a 50, 60, someone who's worked in the White House press corps maybe for 35 years. A veteran.
Yes.
I would imagine that's what the Don has done.
That's his son.
20.
The little one.
Baron.
It's not Baron. Baron's in his
That's the next one.
No, he's gone with a former teen model.
Of course he has.
No, he
has. Yeah, and her name is Hope Hicks. Now, this is reported, and I've just shown Fev a photo. It's just reported. Okay. It's yet to be released. Donald hasn't made the announcement. He may be rethinking the announcement.
Yeah, he might be.
But what is he? Honestly, she's 28, so we've all been 28. You're not at the point where you can be running the White House yet.
No, I mean, I think her first decree is that all White House press conferences will be in two languages, English and emojis, which will be exciting for people.
Yeah, that's good. It's a breakthrough.
Yeah,
eggplant ones to Donald.
Okay, I think we might take a break.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yes, Ed, we're loving having you here.
It's having a great time. Now, Bachelor, we spoke about it a little bit earlier,
we
Fife and guys, last night, Maddie's sister came in to run the ruler over the girls and sort of sit down and ask the tough questions. But also there's already some front runners. And I remember last time I saw Matty, he came on Have You Been Paying Attention? And I asked him, how's Laura? Because she looks the most like Georgia Love, and the speculation
she
is...
She does, yes.
...that it, there's a little bit going on. And I don't know if you saw last night, Fev.
I watched a little bit, but...
Yeah?
...to my kids, they really didn't like me because Criminal Minds started right at the end of Bachelor.
It's true, isn't it?
So I had to get over because you can't miss... When you watch CSI, Criminal Minds, NCIS, you need to watch the first 5 minutes because that's the plot line.
That's right. That's so true.
So you've missed all the important stuff.
Yep.
But last night, Matty J had his second moment with Laura and they had their second kiss, Fief.
Ooh.
She's clearly the front runner. Now, this happened just as before the sister wandered in. And it's a little bit hard to hear, so I've just bumped up the audio of the kiss for you last night. This is Matty J and Laura with a beautiful romantic kiss last night.
I'm absolutely freezing cold right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, really. When,
what was it?
Do you like my hair? Oh, it looks like I'm wearing a bird of paradise in my head. My tattoos look like they're a stencil of a child's stick and book.
You feel the romance.
I
can.
Amazing,
yeah.
Wow, you expose a lot when you bump up the levels.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Really thing is.
There's a thing with Matty where before he's about to kiss the girl that I've noticed, she'd be in mid-sentence, and he'll just go in.
That's what he does. He interrupts.
He interrupts.
Yes, he's an interrupter.
Like, shush. Mwah.
Yeah.
And Twitter goes nuts going, oh, Matty just wants him to shut up, so he just catches him. That's his thing.
We know who he might have wanted to shut up last night too, and that was his sister.
Yes.
Now, Kate went on, and the thing is, see, I've never had it. I always wanted a sister. I've got two brothers, and I've got a stepbrother,
okay.
And I always thought I would want a sister. And I've got my girlfriends who go, no, I've got a sister. They can be really annoying. And I sort of sensed that last night for Matty when Kate went on and not just tried to get to know the potential girlfriend, but really went them and grilled them.
Yeah. So when you say you've done things, is it you literally just organised a party?
When I was younger, I used to be involved in that. You know, I used to do a bit of lingerie wage thing, that sort of stuff.
Okay, so does Maddie know this?
No, we haven't discussed it. We haven't really talked about work.
And is this something that you would be comfortable telling Maddie about?
Yeah, of course.
And
I'm happy to discuss it, but yeah.
I mean, is that still going on back at home?
Oh, I'm still organising it, that sort of stuff. You know, boat parties, a little bit.
With girls?
Yeah, with girls. Yeah. So.
But
yeah,
you're not one of the girls?
No. No, not anymore.
Okay, if we're going to disqualify topless waitresses, we're not going to have a show. We need to be a little bit more friendly on the topless waitresses, yeah?
Yeah, that's very true. I mean,
everyone has a past.
Exactly. And the thing is, now let's just bypass the fact that Matty did end up dumping Leah. That was Leah, and Matty did let her go. So obviously listens to his sister.
Correct.
But when she was grilling them, I did get that sense. And if you've ever brought home a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you think, this is great, you're meeting my family. You know when there's a particular member of your family that gets involved and really tries to make it difficult?
The blowtorch.
Exactly. And often it can be sisters. Yep. And I was just thinking, if someone who doesn't have a sister.
Interesting.
Does anyone here in the studio have a sister?
No.
Yes,
no.
Yeah.
You've got a sister.
I've got two sisters.
Well, you've got double the chance of having an annoying one.
Yes, they'll be listening and, geez, they're just the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You talk about them all the time. They're brilliant.
I actually wish I had a sister.
So do I. This is the thing, Feb. So that's for us who would love a sister. 13, 10, 6.
13, 10, 6. They've got a song coming up.
13, 10, 6.
If you dial that, it won't go to us. That'd be like 13, 6, 10.
That was like when I first started here and I threw to the phone for the first time and I said 13, 10, 10.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's Allianz Insurance.
Yeah, Allianz Insurance.
Yeah, I'd like to win Alpha Bucks, please. No, mate. You got a boat? No.
13, 10, 60. Let's celebrate, or quite the opposite. Let's tear them down. Annoying sisters.
Yes. All right, we'll do it after this.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, nothing against Matty J's sister Kate on The Bachelor last night. She was grilling the girls. That's what she was sent in to do, to go in the mansion and try to figure out which ones were good enough for her brother.
Yes.
But the thing is, sometimes you're not part of a TV show and your sister's just annoying. And you've got no forum to vent or to say, my sister's killing me. We've now given
Providing
you that opportunity.
That platform here today.
Yes, that's exactly right, Ed. Yes. And Bianca from Officer has taken this great opportunity that we're providing her. Hi, Bianca.
Hi.
Bianca, this is your chance to really get stuck into your sister.
I have four sisters.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Where do we start?
Everyone. Oh.
They're all always the first ones to be judged, and even before they meet whoever I bring home, if I bring them home, as soon as there's a sign of a new boy in my life, they're stalking their Facebook and onto them.
And what part of the pecking order are you from age-wise? Are you top or you bottom, middle?
I'm second from the bottom.
That's a bad place to be.
Sounds like you're calling from a bunker as well. You sound like quite frightened of these women.
No, I'm definitely just in my kitchen.
Have you had a bad result? Have you lost the love of your life because your sister's intervened?
Oh, but they try. When I say they intervene, they try. They yell at me and say, they're not good for you, it's not going to work out, but I don't always listen.
Now, Bianca, do you do that to them?
Oh, I try, but I don't really get much opinion.
You try.
Do you know what's funny? We were saying, and Bridge won't mind me saying this, will you, Bridge? So in Bridge, before she was in her wonderful relationship with her partner now.
Bridge, one of our producers, yes.
Yes, she, when she ever, you know, met a guy or added him on Facebook, so did her sister.
Yeah.
So it was always.
Her sister's a big deal.
Oh, she's just a big deal.
Bridge is a big deal.
Bridge is a big deal.
Bridge
too.
Is a big
her
deal.
Her sister was on TV.
Okay.
But it was sort
not
of.
Not
like,
Sophie for Micah?
Yeah. She's an actress on Home and Away.
Oh,
and,
my
But it was
Lord.
Always like, why? Bridge was like, why are you adding?
Yeah, because Anne's going to be all excited about that. Yeah.
He's going to think, to myself.
Al Stewart's next. This is going to be amazing.
And they were. Poor Bridge.
Oh,
no,
really?
Bridge is fine. Now we've got Esther in Lilydale. Hi, Esther.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Esther. Do you have a particularly annoying sister?
Oh, yes. Just one of the best ones. I went out, picked up this really, really nice dress for an upcoming 30th. Mm-hmm. A couple of nights later, we're out having a drink with some of my friends, and who walks in? My sister wearing my dress.
Oh. Your actual dress or just a dress that looked like the same?
No, my actual dress because we're the same size.
Did she pretend, oh, I didn't know, this old thing?
Yeah, pretty much. But she's like, oh, it was just in the wardrobe. I didn't know it was brand new, even though it had a tag on it, mind you.
Unbelievable. No. That's
not
that's
on.
I've done that with, it's not my sister, but my brother. When we were younger, he had some really nice jumpers. That jumper's horrific. I'd wear it the next day. It's mine now.
Do you know, we nearly, Ed, just so you know, we nearly labelled this segment annoying siblings. But if we opened it up to annoying brothers, we worried that Fev's brother Jason would be really the only caller.
Oh, so really? He's got a fair list, does he?
Catalogue on Fev.
Because I'm pretty much good at everything.
Oh,
and
really?
He's not, so.
Nice to have you on board, Jason. Wherever it is.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Ed Cavalier filling in for Dave this morning, 13 minutes past 8.
We all love love. We're all looking for love. When we find love, we love love. And then when we've got friends that don't have love, we want to help them find love.
No, we celebrate that they're miserable and then we pretend that we want to help.
Well, you know, I'm in a situation where I do want to help my friend because I've gone into that zone of where I'm in a relationship. Great. So then it's like, well, it'd be great if you had one too. So I'm trying to be really supportive.
Okay.
No, but do you know what I mean?
You just got to let that go, Fev.
I can't hang out with you because I have a boy, you need one.
No, because I start being given mini guilt trips.
That's
like,
right.
I don't see you as much anymore, and you're always with him, and you don't call me. Mm-hmm. And then I have to do that whole, well, it's just that I'm a single mum with a daughter that gets all my time, and then I try and spend some time with my boyfriend if I can, and then guess what? You're now the next rung, and that's life.
That's life.
It's
that's
a really hard thing to say order. To someone.
Mm.
But it's not that I still try to give her time and energy.
Sure.
So we've gone out for breakfast on the weekend. Mm-hmm. So we're having breakfast, and we after breakfast, I said I would give her a lift home.
Nice.
And so, because she'd walked there, because getting fit, I'm yet to get fit, but I'm working on it. So I said, I'll give you a lift home. And then she asked if we could go via a particular street in a different suburb to where she lives.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, what?
Drive-bys.
I, at my age, grown woman, mother, I did a drive-by on the weekend, past a guy's house, drove past it really slowly because she wanted to see if there's anyone in there.
Oh, my God.
And then the last time I did this, I'm not kidding, I was 18. I remember
was it
well.
Craig McLaughlin's house? Was he home?
I knew I was unemployed, so that made a lot of sense.
Okay.
I had nothing else to do.
Jeez.
And now I'm doing it at my age, and I just felt wrong about it. I felt really wrong.
Did she say slow down, slow down, slow down?
Absolutely. We did the total slow down.
Now, did you have the fox blaring with the roof off?
No, I've never. I had a cat.
Arm out the window.
No,
one arm
not.
On the steering wheel.
Were you in one of the promotional vehicles?
No.
So your face was on the side of the car.
She in the hit squad car.
In the hit squad.
Well, then.
She was in the Mercedes Benz from Brighton.
Yes, wonderful car. And
hang on, if I say it, do I get one? I'm a big fan of whatever that was.
And then we did a U-turn and she said, can we go back? And I'm like, I can't do this again. Anyway, so we've driven back, but I think I've got to do this for my friend because she's, sure. She likes this guy. Anyway, as we're driving past, he has walked out the front door with his mum.
Oh.
And I'm like, this is so awkward. Like, we were going past slowly and he's in a quiet street we're two women in, yes, a car that is probably quite noticeable. And it was so awkwardly embarrassing.
Did he see you?
Well, we're still not convinced. So she ducked and I said, the action of ducking looks odd. She looks weird. And you know what? And I got home and I love her and I want to help her, but I actually think now I need to intervene.
Yeah.
Because I was part of some hardcore bunny boiling action. Oh, and yeah. I'm now involved in that. And I think I've outgrown that. I don't want to be that person anymore.
That's fair.
You need to find her a man.
Yes.
Foxy.
Well, I do. But then you can't. That's
another whole area.
That's a separate issue.
Hey, speak to Stephen. Get one of his friends. And you can double date and it's all happy.
Maybe she can meet a new man and the four of you can drive past it.
Well, 131060, I would love to hear from anyone who's gone through this and maybe may have some advice for me. How do you intervene? Is there a way to delicately say to a girlfriend, and have you had to do this, I think you've gone too far.
I like it,
I
Foxy.
Think we've gone into bunny boiling territory and we need to stop.
I like it.
Because I don't want to lose her as a friend. I don't want her to go, well, you don't support me.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
you
I don't support.
You did a drive-by for her.
Thank you.
So you support. 1310 sister. Come on, let's go.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
On the weekend, I was in a car just doing a drive-by, a poor guy's house, checking him out and stalking him for my girlfriend.
For a friend, Fifi. Yes. And you've brought that up now and you're basically asking, have you had to step in because you've got a friend that's maybe a little bit bunny boily?
Yes.
And how do you do it? Because you're at that precipice now, Fifi, where you're going to have to maybe do something with your friend.
You're right, Ed, because I don't want to lose her and I don't want her to go, well, that's all fine for you, you're in a relationship.
Yep.
I want her to understand that her behaviour is becoming slightly unhinged. That's what I...
What a lovely phrase.
Perseverance pays off though, does it? Or? No?
Yeah, but then there's we're now stalking somebody outside his house. Oh, I think that's not
this same
right.
Friend has been persistent once with a surveillance camera in a grocery store. That got really weird.
Yep, Sarah from Melton. Wow. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. How are you?
Really well, Sarah. Sarah, how have you been in this situation? Were your friends going too far?
Yes, well, I was the friend. I was out for lunch with my friend, and I'm like, can we go stalk my ex? And then he was at, he'd normally go to a car wash, and I was like, let's go past the car wash, and he was there, so I parked near the car wash, and then next minute, he's gone by and bipped his horn, and then he's messaged me, and he's like, why are you stalking me?
Ooh.
And then my friend is like, we are not doing this no more, Sarah, you cannot do this, you look so silly, and I have never done it again.
Oh, so Sarah, you're saying it did work. You needed that reality check.
Yes, I did. I needed that reality check and I've never done it again. But I felt so embarrassed.
Then you got a boyfriend and then you did the drive-by and said, look what I got now.
Also, it's so nice to, I mean, what a catch. Who doesn't want a guy that hangs out at a car wash every day? I mean,
they make a lot of money, car washes.
I don't know if he hangs, I think he's just sort of hanging out there.
Yeah. I don't think he ran the place. I think he was just a patron.
He might run it.
Cass in Dandenong. Hi, Cass.
Hi.
Kaz, have you had to intervene with a friend who's gone too far?
Yeah, I was involved in the stalking, but I didn't really know at first. My friend would call me and she'd be like, let's go get coffee. So we'd catch up. And then she'd be really weird and she'd keep like looking over at the door and stuff. And everyone just wanted to catch up. It was because she knew the guy was going to be there at some point of the day. And so after the first few times, I was like, okay. And then it got to like 3 months and I was like, I'm getting a bit sick of us not catching up. I'm starting to feel like I'm stalking this guy too. Can we maybe just stop?
Yeah. And?
And?
But she was a little bit upset about it at first, but then I think she just sort of started doing it and not telling me because she got the vibe that I didn't really want to stop.
She got another friend and said, come for lunch.
So that didn't help in that situation. If anything, she's worse.
You just never saw your friend again.
Come for a coffee, put on your fake mustache, let's go. It's going to be great.
Thank you, Cass.
Wow.
Lisa in Kilmore. Hi, Lise.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Lise. Have you had a friend who's gone a bit nutty over a guy and you've had to step in?
Yeah, I had a friend who used to tell me to come around, bring my binoculars, and we'd drive down, and I'd have to use my binoculars in my car to see what he was up to.
And what was he up to, just out of interest?
He was just going out for drinks with mates. It got to the point where I had to follow in my car and then lost him.
Oh my God. I'm
sorry, Lisa, the second binoculars are involved. Yeah. I mean, it's funny, but it's gone too far.
That's fair.
Yeah,
it's a fair rule.
It went too far.
25 past 8 on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Cavalier's been sitting in for Dave Thornton Hello. This morning.
People occasionally sometimes will say, and Ed, this would happen to you too, sort of people will come up to Fev and I and go, what do you guys get up to during the week? Mm. Well, here's a little snapshot of what we get up to during the
Peek
week.
Peek behind the curtain.
Peek behind the curtains. Last night, Fev and I were hosting an art show at the Sandringham Yacht Club. So, there is the Bayside Art Show.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. So they've gone, we've got an art show. Geoffrey Rush is in town for the Melbourne International Film Festival. No, hold on a second. I've got Fev and Feith raring to go. Quick question, Fev, off the top about art. I know that you're an avid art lover. You're at the National Gallery every morning straight after the show. I know that. Yeah. Who is your favourite old Italian master? Is it A, Raphael, B, Botticelli, or C, La Porchetta?
I love Rafa Nadal. Love La Porchetta.
Rafa Nadal.
Nadal.
Michelangelo was good in the Ninja Turtles.
Isn't he? Obsessed with pizza.
I'm all over art.
Aren't you? Yeah. I'm all over art. There's a quote. Hi, I'm Fev and I'm all over art. I don't think they want you all over it, Fev.
Yeah. I get around art.
No, you know what, guys? I have to say this. I turned up last night. Now, this is a wonderful art show. Go and check it out this weekend. It's all presented and sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Brighton. And as ambassadors, Fev and I went to host the evening.
Okay.
And it was fun because I got there and I was looking for Fev. And
well, he'd be with the art.
I know.
He'd have his cravat on.
No, I think he was in the art.
I had a glass of red and I was dressed to the nines.
Do you, Fev, remember when I turned a corner and saw you? What was my reaction?
He went, whoa.
I was taken back. Not only was he, exactly as he said, he was swilling red wine. The glass was cupped in his hand.
Oh, my Lord.
He was dressed like an art curator. He had like a T-shirt with a low-slung neck, no neck, and then he had like a lovely blazer over the top with some chinos.
Did you have the good thongs on?
No. I had the nice brown high-top sort of underneath.
Oh, he looked outstanding and absolutely looked the part.
Okay.
I might have got one of the kids to take a photo of me before I left.
Show the boys.
Let's post that on Insta if we can. We'll get a lot of likes.
And hosting an art show, the two of you. Now, what? How did it go?
It was probably necessary for Fev and I to announce ourselves and who we were because it wasn't necessarily playing to our core demographic.
Perhaps not.
And I did, and I'm sorry, remember that bit on stage, Fev, when I was just stuck for words and I did start asking Fev whether he was a fan of either impressionist or surreal art.
Fantastic. What did you go with, Fev?
I said, I'm a fish out of water, but dig deep because all this money goes to Rotary. It's a charity. Okay. Well done to Mercedes-Benz Brighton. Yes. And maybe in the morning, listen to us on the Fox. Turn over from AM and go to FM.
Oh,
did not go down real well.
Where my 7:30 report crew? Put your hands in the air.
8:39. On the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We will. In our home city, Melbourne. The city we love, where we grew up in. Fev, it's our hometown. And guess what? I can't believe it's taken all show to reveal this. It was remiss of us not to do this bang out of 6 a.m. this morning. Guys, we have retained the title of the world's most livable city.
That's amazing.
7 years in a row. Boxing.
Sydney slipped out of the top 10.
Oh.
See ya, Harbour Bridge.
Yes.
What have you got? Sydney's, have your opera house.
Sydney's down to 11th. In its byline, it says Sydney's coming at 11th. It's the perfect place to live if you want a 9-person family to live in a 1-bedroom flat that cost $8 million, which is very exciting for them, Fief. Melbourne scored 97.5 out of 100, Fev.
Out of 100, yes, I know. I did see that, which is amazing. And it all goes on economics and trade and how our beautiful city runs. Mm. And Sydney, all you got's the bridge, mate.
Oh,
people are
beaches.
Over the bridge. We've got the Westgate. It's getting good. The Balti's getting better. It's got more
bridge lanes.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Those more lanes.
More lanes.
Then Vienna was next. Fev, as a host of many art shows.
Very close.
You'd love Vienna.
They were very close.
And then it was like Calgary or something like that?
Yeah, Calgary in Canada, which has anyone been there? I've been there once.
And then Adelaide.
Well, Adelaide popped in fifth. It was the next highest Australian city. But let's not forget, remember Perth? When the Dalai Lama refused to land there? This is a true story. This is a true story.
That's right.
This is a true story. The Dalai Lama, though, he was on one of his book tours in the robes, and he's flying into Adelaide, and he's looked out the window, Fev, and he's gone, nope. This is a true story. He's kept the plane going, no, I'm not landing here, and they just kept going somewhere else. They said, I'm not going to land here. That is an absolutely true story.
They went to Tasmania.
Might have been that he was just flying Tiger Airways and they hadn't bothered to clear the landing. But sure. Also, the least livable cities. Would you like to have a good list?
I love this list.
This wasn't publicised as much.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, they're Lagos. Anyone
Europe.
Been to Nigeria?
Yeah, sorta.
Yep, sorta. You should be on Getaway. I'm sorta in Africa. Port Moresby.
It's
a bit of a shame there. Damascus in Syria.
In Syria, you'd imagine there'd be some challenges.
Probably wouldn't want to live there.
No, not at the moment. And the least livable city in the world is IKEA on Sundays.
It's the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Had a proud dad moment last night, guys. My two little girls. Well, Mia went to a lot of football. Mm. Lenny and Lulu, no idea. Lulu actually thought when she was a little baby that I was a dancer because she saw me on Dancing with the Stars. So she actually thought I was a dancer. That was my profession.
That's fantastic.
And the AFL posted on their Twitter and Facebook and account yesterday, it was my five greatest hauls. And they played a highlights package and it just come up because everyone was tweeting me. So I thought I'd have a little bit of a look.
Oh, he's normally very shy with this stuff.
Just wound back the clock, Ed, I did.
Yes.
And so I thought, let's show the girls.
Great.
What Dad used to do.
Moments like this.
Favola! Oh, is it a free? Favola's kicked the most remarkable goal! Save you, little beauty!
To the point when Alex got home from our 17-year-old Year 12 recital last night at 11:30, I had to show her as well.
She saw them the first time.
Yeah, she saw them.
You did have to show me this morning
as
well.
And I showed you this morning.
And it was the first thing I saw when I walked in. So we're but across it.
I sat Lulu down and we just had dinner and just before we went to the art show. And I said, Lulu, Lenny, go to the other room, sit down and enjoy this 5:48. And she's sitting down and she was like, wow. Oh, Dad, you look so thin. Dad, you got muscles. But she was really proud, and I got that feeling inside. I was like, oh, she knows what I did. And then Lulu out, Lenny, come in.
One at a time.
Yeah,
come
one
on
at a time.
Why is it going
to
be one at a time?
I didn't want her to listen and hear the actual audio because I wanted to see a surprise on her face.
For the first time.
And
okay.
I've never done this ever. Okay. And I was so proud of myself. I wanted my kids to be proud.
Football! Is it a free football? Is
and Lenny.
Thank you, little beauty.
Hey, little beauty. And my little beauty, Lenny, who's a mirror image of me, and she plays football. I think she just loves the social side of footy, similar to her dad, and doesn't like to train, similar to her dad. So she sat there and watched it. She's like, wow. And then she did say, well, she got a final on, big prelim on Sunday. Okay. She goes, Dad, I want to do some of the stuff you did. And I said, honey, there's a lot of players that wanted to do what I did, but just don't set the bar too high, honey. Just keep doing what you're doing.
That's great.
Got to be realistic with your dreams, don't you, Fev?
How long did it take you to go out the front door with the iPad neighbourhood kids coming past? Get in here!
Don't worry. Today I'll be down South Melbourne. I'll be on Clarendon Street saying, come have a look.
In fact, he's doing a public appearance, 9:15 on Clarendon Street.
And I just posted it on our Facebook page, so
I'm sure you did. Ed Cavalier, thanks for hanging out this morning, mate.
Thanks, guys. Lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Ed.